Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello.
And also with us from Wreck My Podcast, we have Craigor.
Don't ever call me yellow. I'm obviously tan.
You look a little white to me.
I was actually going to say blue.
That's terrible. It's honestly, I'm running off of an old HP laptop. It is not of high quality.
It's something, though. We are on the fourth issue of this Back to the Future story arc. If you like to check out our previous coverage, check out our last three episodes. So this one starts out with the one called Peer Pressure. It is written by John Barber and Bob Gale. Art was by Ryan Brown. Was that Brownie? I think it's Brownie. Might be Brown. I don't know. And colors by Jay Fotos. And for anybody who is figuring out, Jay Fotos also does the colors for Lock and Key, so that name stuck out to me.
Ooh, dang.
Yeah.
Right. I will say, nothing against Ryan Brownie, but I like Brownies way more than your art style.
Oh, yeah, you can't see me shaking my head right now.
Oh. Well, no, this one... I don't hate it, but I definitely like some of the other art styles better than this one.
Yeah, correct. This one, this art style, I guess it fit the story, which is one thing I'll say about all of these styles that they chose. They fit the story that they wrote, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, we start out here with Doc trying to hide the last key component to the train from Clara, but his boys kind of...
He's very inconspicuous leaving the house back in the 1800s or 1900s, whatever it's technically, in his, 1980s
lap
five clothes. Yeah. It's like, okay.
The boys see him, and he's like, well, I can't lie to you guys, which I don't know why he has this story in mind. Like, so he tells a story of basically when, well, I mean, I guess the story was him hiding things from his family, and it coincided with the story of him hiding something from Marty, which was the DeLorean. But we ultimately get the story of basically Marty and Jennifer meeting for the first time, and then
re-meeting, because he says okay, that back and forth grade they were,
yeah, that's where they first met.
And then Needles is like, butts in and tells Marty he's a wimp and a piece of trash, and that
I like
Jennifer how Needles needs to...
Well, go ahead, because you're gonna get to the same part I was.
Yeah, and how Needles tells her that she can jump in here and have a real man, and then his girlfriend gets all pissy, and he's like, hey, there's enough of me to go around, and then she fucking bitch slaps him.
Yep. Like, I love that. that part's fun.
Dude, she even straight up uses the back of her hand. Like,
right?
She straight up bitch slaps him.
I don't think Jennifer is the... Well, yeah.
No. A bitch slap is open hand. A pimp slap is the backhand. She pimps.
There we go.
Good point.
Where's my money at, bitch? Oh.
Anyway. So Marty goes to Doc, kind of like complaining, because it's always fine for a 17-year-old to go complain to a 40-year-old man. Yep.
Not seeing anything wrong with it.
Nothing wrong with all. Actually, he's probably even older. He's probably in his like 60s, 50s or 60s. Anyway. Marty notices the Doc trying to hide something from him, and he just kind of lets that go. We go to the next day, and he doesn't skip school, but he Marty. I mean, he kind of avoids Jennifer. Avoids
Jennifer.
Yeah, and then they run into each other at the Quickie Mart, or the little market that Needles is technically not allowed in unless he's buying something. Yeah. Which, very rude to that that clerk, fucking Needles.
Which is probably why he's not allowed in there.
Probably.
Yeah, Needles is a douche.
And he's pushing Marty's buttons, basically saying, hey, you know, why would Jennifer want to be with you? You don't even have a car. You're not a real man, blah, 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 blah. Marty's like, okay, well, I know Doc is hiding something, a vehicle, what looks like a vehicle, so I'll go get that. But, you know, before he can actually do anything, he stops himself. Well, let me rephrase that. Before he could take the DeLorean, he stops himself because he's already, quote unquote, broken into the lab, although he has the passcode and he has the window. He knows the way to get in. But they end up getting in a fight in Doc's lab. Doc shows up and through the Rube Goldberg device, Needles gets... I did mention that Needles shows up, right?
Yes.
Okay.
No. Well, I don't know if you showed up, but I did. You're good.
Now
Needles Marty shows up gets enough arts to get with Needles because Needles wants to steal Doc Brown stuff.
Yeah. So Needles gets, because of the Rube Goldberg device, he gets a trash can full of, I'm hoping that's paint, because in comic book logic,
I'd hope it looks like ketchup. Blood. I'd hope it's ketchup over paint. That's got to be lead-based paint. That's got to be lead-based paint back then, man.
Yeah.
No, this was in the 80s. You know, that would have been like when they first decided that lead-based paint was bad. So,
either way, Needles has a trash can full of red stuff on him, almost very Carrie-like. And Marty basically gets the advice to just talk to Jennifer, because I know you're trying to impress this girl, but you guys, sounds like you guys like each other, so just be yourself. And ultimately that works.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this is another story. Oh, the very end of it, we see that Clara knew that Doc was keeping secrets because he's terrible at it.
Correct.
But it ultimately is that little piece he needed was a final piece for the train to let them go back in time, or go forward in time to the future. So so now
move through time.
Thank you. So now they're ready to time travel, allegedly. We'll see what happens in the next issue. But before that, we get the second story of this issue, which is Emmett Brown Visits the Future. Story and script by Bob Gale and Eric Burnham. Art by Eric Evanson. And colors by Jose Luis Rio. And so this one takes place right after, at the very end of Back to Future 1, when Doc drops Marty off at his house. Doc goes to 2015. And we see what that 2015 looks like, which is similar to what he saw in the second one. But it's just what happens here.
Exactly. It kind of like gives us a little bit of like knowledge in between what happens between the time Doc leaves Marty and comes back to get him a few moments later.
Yes. Well, hours later, but yes. We see him walking around Hill Valley. He sees all the parts he will need for his hover conversion. And he's like, okay, well, I need some money. So
feel like you're glossing over a funny part where like he comes, he gets to the future and he's not sure he's actually made it there because he happens to run into a 1980s car expo, which he happens to win a 10% discount on a hover conversion.
Which the hover conversion is about $40,000. So he got about $4,000 off of his hover conversion, which is cool. Yeah, exactly. The judges, he won because no one has seen an authentic 1950 or 1985 DeLorean in so long in that pristine of condition. Then he even says the Georges weren't too crazy about the modifications, but you know, it is a real DeLorean. So, which was pretty fun. As he is trying, he's trying to figure out ways to get money. So he's like, well, I could always go back in time and sell my stuff, vintage things from the 80s. Well, all that stuff is worth nothing. So he decides to go back to 1938. What did I say? April 38th, I believe. 1938? April 38th, sorry.
Hold on.
April,
let me look real quick. I can zoom April 18th, in. 1938. Correct.
Because that was the day that Action Comics number 1 came out. And that comic is still worth millions to this day.
Really? So,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like,
wow.
He sold a near mint for $2.5 million, which, honestly, I think if he got a near mint, that if you wanted to try, you can get 7 for that easy. Well, maybe not so easy.
If anyone has any lying around, just pass it my way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, even like a 2.5 grade, which is like the cover is all crap and the edges are there and everything's yellowed, that still sells for about $2 million. So
wow.
Yeah, like you could, Action Comics is the most sought after because when it was coming out, especially in that era, it was wartime. So they were being shipped overseas they were being sold for a nickel or 10 cents and they were just throwing them in the trash because whatever, no one cared.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's why they're as rare as they are.
That's really cool. I mean, I have the third Indiana Jones movie VHS still in wrapper. That's probably worth $10.
Damn. Yeah, probably.
I know, right?
But that's awesome.
Hey, to the right buyer, you could probably get 15.
Ooh.
But yeah, so that's how we end this fourth issue.
Woo!
Thank you for listening to Comic Book Rundown. If you enjoyed listening to Kregger, please check out the Wreck My podcast on all major podcasting apps. You can also find them on Twitter and Instagram at Wreck My Podcast. And as always, you can find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Back to the Future story.